Okay, so we're meeting this week, finally, after seven times during the week. And on Shabbos afternoon, we're going to read Parsha Shmini. And in Parsha Shmini, we're introduced to the Isser of eating shrotzim, eating creepy crawlies, without getting into the details of what types are, what they're also, but the general assumption is a stam bug is prohibited to eat. In fact, the Gemara Makos in Source 2 tells us that there are some bugs that you'll look at more than one set of Makos. It could be you'll look at 5 or 6. So you can see the Gemara there. But for most of us, we're not actually taking a bug and eating it. So is that, meaning the question that we're dealing with is, are, if you eat food that has a bug in it, or that likely has a bug in it, is that a violation of Kol Sheretz Asher Yisrael Aretz Sheketzu Lo Yechel? So that seems to be the subject of a Machlokas Achronim, at least whether you violate an Isser D'oraisa by eating food that has bugs that you don't see but are in the, but are in there, so to say. What's that based on? So Tosa says that that normally we have a concept of bittel. Right, and we'll deal with bittel of bugs on a drabbanan level, but at least on a daraisa level, the bugs should be bittel. But Tosfos point out that bittel only applies when there is an actual mixture, meaning things are mixed together and you can't separate them. But if, let's say, you have, a bag, three hamburgers, and one of them is in a McDonald's bag, and you know it's from McDonald's, and two hamburgers are from a kosher store, and they're all in the same pile, that's not called a mixture. That's Nikar Isser. You know which one is from the McDonald's bag. So anytime there's Nikar Isser, when the Isser, the prohibited item, is recognizable, so that's not, there's no bittel on that, and it's Usser Minatora. So the question is, if you have a bug mixed in, is that Nikar Isser, is that not? So there is Ramah, who talks about if you have chalev, that's bittel. So you have fat, that's Usser, and it's bittel in a soup. So the soup is water, and the chalev is fat. So if you just turn off the stove, so the fat will rise to the top, and you'll be able to get the fat out. So even though it's bittel, so you're supposed to get the fat out as much as you can, and then whatever you can't get out is bittel. So is that an obligation on a Torah level or a drabbanah level? So the Isser V'Heter, which is a source of the Ramah, says, V'imei shisha mitzvah litein mayim karim likro shachal v'asiru. So it's a mitzvah to cool it off, to cause the fat to congeal, and remove it. So the crazy place, he says, is medayik from the word mitzvah, that, yeah, it's a nice thing to do, meaning you should try to get out that fat, but really you don't have to on a Torah level. Midoraisa, it's bottle. If you have a trick to get it out, so then you should try. But if you can't, he goes further and says if the food is going to get ruined by this, so then you're not mechuyev to do it. Whereas the Prima Gadim says it's an absolute chiyuv. It's a chiyuv d'oraisa to try to get that that fat out. So that, how is that nogea to bugs? Meaning if you have vegetables, you know that they're muchsuk b'tolam. You know there's bugs in there. So according to the crazy placey, you have a mitzvah, so to say, to try to wash it and get out as much as you can, whereas according to Prima Gadim, it's an absolute chiyuv. And if you don't do it, it's called Nikar Isser, and it might be an Isser D'oraisa to eat that mixture. Now, even if you don't say it's an Isser D'oraisa, it's an Isser D'rabbanan. Now we know, the Gemara in Source 8 says that we don't say Bittel Barov when you have a beria, when you have a whole creature. Okay, so an insect is a whole creature, and it's not bittel. So the Ran gives, and this is codified in Shulchan Aruch, the Ran gives us a whole list of how to define birya. And what's this example? Come go namala, like an insect. Oh, forget an usher. Okay, v'ein lo din birya elim kein hudavar shahaya bo chiyus. It had to be living at some point. I don't think I'm going to get through the whole discussion here, but we'll get as far as we can. It's only a birya if it was alive at some point, meaning you don't have a birya by a grape or by a chita, at least for this, for brachos, maybe. Maybe for a different time we'll discuss that. So it has to be aser from the time it was born. Right? If you had a kosher chicken that somehow became non-kosher, so that's not a birya. Chein tzorach she'yeh davar shalem. It has to be whole. Now here's the whole part is an important thing. I'm just going to skip the rush. There's a rush that says that it's not batel, but it's batel in 960. That a bug would be, he suggests that as a shita. Okay, the Ran rejects it. We rely on that sometimes when we have other reasons to be makel. But in general, we assume bugs are not even batel in 1,000 or 10,000 or whatever. So the Shach says, Lafuke sheyeshom lafigu nisrasu nechtachem imenu aver echad afilu aver she'in ha'nesham et liyabo. So even if it loses an eight, like these insects, they always lose different pieces of themselves and they continue to live and they grow back. So the shachs, it doesn't matter. If it's missing a leg, the legs are tiny. It's missing one leg or an eyeball or whatever. So that's not a barrier anymore. And the Chavos Das thinks that it has to be a limb that's critical to it, which you're probably not going to have in most situations. Usually when you cook something which has bugs in it, the bugs tend to break apart, at least.
Why would you chew it, though, before you swallow it?
Yeah, so if it's so small that, it's not likely you're going to break it necessarily by chewing it. But there are some, there are some jellies, let's say, where they rely on this, where the filter is so small that there's no way a bug would have to, go through the hole exactly, at the right angle in order to get through. So that they assume that every bug at least loses one limb along the way. So that's there's a suggestion that maybe putting them in the freezer might sometime. I don't know. You have to look at the practical. I'm not sure if this is factually true, but there are people that claim, I've seen this, that if you put bugs in the freezer, their eyeballs pop out. So I don't know. You have to find out. The question then is, what about lechachila? Can you put it through a system where lechachila you're trying to break up the bugs? So there is a general rule that you can't be mevatel iser lechachila. That's Gemara Beitzah, verse 18. So the Ran says that bitel iser lechachila, that means where, let's say, you want to eat the bugs. So you put them in there, and before you put them in there, you put them in a blender. So you know they're broken, and then you mix them in. That's bitel iser lechachila. But if you're not interested in eating whatever's mixed in, that's not called bitel iser lechachila. So the Or Chaim, one of the Rishonim, points out, and this is in Shulchan Aruch, Devash Shenaflu Bo Nemolim Yechamemenu Ad She'Nitach Lach V'Yisanenu. So you can heat up honey that has insects in it, so that the insects break up, and then it'll be batel. There is, though, a machlokas about this. The Knesset HaGadola thinks that it's only in cases where there's no other way to get that insects out of the honey. And Shlomo Kluger thinks to lechachila, you're allowed to do this. You're allowed to. I think Rav Avadia has a tshuva about falafel, that some of the chickpeas infested. If you know you're going to grind it up, that it's mutter based on this ran, that it's not considered bitul iser lechachila. Again, I don't know the level of infestation. Meaning, it could be if the level of infestation is so high that it definitely has toloim. So that might be different. Now the thing you'll hear everybody talk about is that it has to be the bugs have to be visible to the naked eye. So we know that there's bacteria all over the place. We eat bacteria all the time, but then there are bugs that are visible. The question is, how visible does it have to be? So the Aruch HaShulchan says if you need a magnifying glass, that's not what the Torah asked. Okay, but there is some subjectivity here on two levels. One is that people's eyes are different. Like, I'm very nearsighted, so I can see things. People always complain that the monochroma sheet, the letters are too small, and I'm like, what's the problem? I can read it just fine. And I've actually showed bugs to people, and they're like, where? I don't see anything. When the New York City, the bugs in the water in New York City, I showed it to a Rav, and he's like, well, I don't see them. I'm like, they're right there. What do you mean? Anyway, So one issue in terms of kind of quantifying this, sometimes bugs, the reason why you don't see them is because they look like a piece of dirt. But if they were alive and they'd be running around, you would definitely see it because you see the little piece of dirt move from point A, crawling from point A to point B. So the Ben Avram, which was not a very well-known sefer until this whole Bugs in New York City Water came out, is written by Rav Avram Abukara. He's talking about little bugs in vinegar that... And he says that you'll tell me that you can't see them, I'll tell you it doesn't matter, because if they were alive in the vinegar, the only reason why you can't see them is because they're dead and they look like little pieces of dirt, but if they were alive, you'd see them running around. I one time saw in New York City Water, I got a live one, but that's very rare. Rav Shlomo Zalman initially was makel on this. He thought, you know, Rashi says sheretz is from the word sherat, so you have to be able to see it. But then he, Chazon Ish was machmer in this, so he kind of backed down from this. Okay, and then one last point I'll discuss. This is another very practical issue. So in most situations, it's a question of not that the item is totally infested, but there's a chance that there's bugs in it, like a package of romaine lettuce. There may or may not be bugs in the package that you buy. So do you have to check everything? I mean, we don't check, like, you could get bugs in your cereal, but it's not that likely. So it could be bugs in rice. It could be bugs in a lot of things. So the in source 27, 28, 29, the Rishonim talk about the fact that the standard is miud hamatsui, that if something is prevalent, then you have to check for it. If it's not prevalent, you don't have to check. The Shach points out that that's our standard when it comes to shechita. We don't check for treifas of every single limb of the, you know, internal organ of the animal to see if it's alive or not. We check the ones that are common, and the common thing is the lungs. You check for the adhesions in the lungs. So what is miur hamotzui? So the Mishkan of Yaakov says straight out that it is 10%. That if there's a 10% chance of infestation, you have to check, or 10% chance of treifus, you have to check. If not, not. The Shevet Alevi points out that it's not really a number. It's more... it's more of a perception thing, if it's seen as a common occurrence versus not seen as a common occurrence. But if you go back to the numbers, so the numbers can be tricky, because 10% of what? 10% that in the bag that you bought there's a bug, 10% of the serving size, 10% of each bite. So that's not so clear. There are, the kashrus organizations follow the 10%, but then you have, they quote, I think, Rav Yashiv, that if you have, let's say, a warehouse, you have to have 10% of 10, meaning if every 10 warehouses have a bug, then you have to check for it. That's a big chumrah. Meaning if you're a caterer and you're serving lettuce at a wedding, so, or let's say not lettuce, let's say it's another food item that's not as infested, but because you're serving to 1,000 people, so now if every 10,000 servings have a bug in it, then you have to check for it. So I think the kashrus organizations try to be machmer for this, but it's a big chumrah, because then you'll end up having to check things that we don't normally assume are prevalent. And Rav Schechter holds it goes by the serving size, that if the normal serving, if you see the bag says, you know, servings per package, 10, so then if there's a bug in, on average in every bag, then you have to check. If it's less than that, then you do not. Just to point out the last source, the Aruch HaShulchan, he writes that there are mekilim in this whole thing, that with regards to bugs in general, that there are a number of kulas. You know, you can look in the Aruch HaShulchan, he lists them. They're not standard kulas. They're generally used as a snifl hakel if there's a pressing situation, but there are a number of kulas that that can be employed in these pressing situations. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.